Topics of no special interest to anyone with more than half of a brain, such as reasons why marmalade isn't much used as a sexual aid, or why insects don't vote, or why skywriting isn't a part of more college curricula. You can be sure that the subjects of bread weaving, hair sculpture, nasal ontology, sitcoms on Venus, and numbers like Bleen, which comes right after 5 and goes just before 6, only nobody knows that it's there, so there's no point in even my bringing it up, almost never get raised for discussion ad nauseum here at the Big 91, so you needn't be worried that time will be wasted by long-winded DJs who really should only be doing a straightforward station identification. Like this to remind you as briefly as possible and without fooling around that the station still legally goes by the title of WMFO Medford.
This is the saga of three blind mice who lived in a recording studio. They called the first one Billy May. The second they called Benny Goodman. And the third used to live in a mill, so they called him Miller. He was a romantic little mouse. They all ran after the farmer's son, who sent them stone deaf with a tunable drum. There were a couple of Irish cats around too. One was named Mulligan. The other wasn't exactly Irish, but he was a sort of Finnegan. Stan Kenton had never seen such a thing in his life as three blind mice, so he wrote some music for the occasion. Theme for a trio of sightless rodents. Frightened the mice away.
But I have been very fortunate, and I've met some amazing people. But to me, I'm always impressed not with the show business people, but with the people who've made a difference. I think the most impressive human being I ever met, when I worked at The Simpsons, I got to meet Professor Stephen Hawking. Yeah. Now think about this. Here's a guy who cannot walk, who cannot speak, who cannot move independently. And yet, somehow, he still found a way to cheat on his wife. Think of the planning and the commitment That is the rumor. And you know why? Because he got caught. Lest you think you might get away with it. I'm sure you think you're very clever. The guy who figured out how time started didn't delete his inbox quickly enough. And he is widely considered to be the smartest man alive, and yet he's nuts about the ladies. His brain works up here and down there, full throttle, all the time. I think that's fantastic. He has these intense, high-level conversations with these other scientific giants in the vacuum of space. The implosion of a star creates a negative ion... Guys, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Either somebody's shoplifting cantaloupe or a genie just granted my wish. Is she coming over here? Is she coming over here? He's the Beatles of scientists. Think about it. If that represents the most successful version you can be of a thing, then by that definition, the Rolling Stones are the Beatles of music. Not counting the Beatles. John Lennon is the Beatles of the Beatles. Pete Townsend is not the Beatles of the Who. Keith Moon was the Beatles of the Who. Which is why, when Mick Jagger salutes Pete Townsend, you have to believe him, because only the Beatles of the Rolling Stones knows who the Rolling Stones of the Who is. But that analogy only works on positive things. It's never like a negative connotation. The killing fields of Cambodia were the Beatles of human suffering in the 20th century. Normally, I'd recommend surgery, but it's the Beatles of tumors. I don't know how I'd get at it. Adolf Hitler, the Beatles of dictators.
A scientist fella, he made me to know what would happen in the world of tomorrow. A scientist fella, he made me to know what would happen in the world of tomorrow. I could get up anytime in the afternoon. Imelda, darling, let's go to the moon. She will say, spoiler, darling, you're making fun. We went to moon last week, let's go to the sun. The scientist say, so help me bless, people will make children by wireless. You live for those days. You will shock to see monkey joining like man in matrimony. Yes, sir. Another thing the scientists say, you know Saturday is a shopping day. So if you want to do your shopping in Mars, put on your rubber suit and flying slippers. And if you think you can do some speeding, you lie. Police regulating traffic up in the sky. And if you disobey the laws, well, you ought to know, they'll hold you and charge you for speeding too slow. The scientists say, so help me bless, people will get children by wireless. You're quite off the road, your wife here alone, and all you could make children on the telephone. Yes, sir. Another thing that makes spoiler ball. He say you wouldn't have to cook food at all. A little pill, all you have to take. And it have more vitamin than any beefsteak. Everything will be changed in the modern world. The moon will be hot, the sun will be cold. Will be real fantastic, I will tell you flat. To see Mickey Mouse chasing C-Zero cat. The scientists say, so help me bless, people will make children by wireless. But oh, pray for those days, pray to be dead. death because your child going to born with a nylon head. He was telling me about a nine-legged duck. Suddenly at my front door I heard a knock. I thought it was my daughter or my girlfriend, but to my great surprise was four policemen. They arrested the scientist. I said, look man, this scientist fella in here is my friend. A police say scientist spoiler not this louse. He's a madman that run away from the madhouse. The scientist say, so help me bless, people will make children by wireless. You can take your scissors from off the shelf, you could unscrew your head and trim it yourself.
Well, Dr. Akbar, what have you in store for us now?
This is what I call my spare parts room.
Oh?
It's like a compilation of experiments we have performed over the past few months.
I see. Oh, Gore, it's good to see you again.
How do you do, gentlemen?
How have you been? We've been on a tour here through the castle.
Gore, I wonder if you would bring me that number 246JB.
I'll be glad to, Dr. Akbar, but isn't it time for your warm milk?
Is it?
Not just now. Let's show the gentlemen the experiments. Here's the first one.
Well, that was very good.
Got any more?
Yes, there's one if you'll just step over this way on this table here.
Oh, yes.
Now, listen to this.
Do you want your warm milk now, Dr. Akbar?
Not yet, Gore, not yet. There are other experiments to show them. Give me that number 34BBB6.
Hey, that was very good.
That was keen. Boy, that was really rich.
Is that all of the experiments, Dr. Akbar?
That's all I can show you now, except for one. If you'll just follow me.
Don't forget your warm milk, Doctor.
Oh, thank you very much, Frank.
I'm like a man. You're like a piece of...
Involved in a robbery that was just when the Crimson Dynamo finally assured me, well, I knew
you was involved in a robbery. That was 2-2, happened at a quarter to three in the main street.
So we went out.
I need to entertain him, man.
And the Crimson Dynamo came along for the ride.
Magneto said,
walking home after dawn, past the softball park.
Whatever your next move,
ba-da-ba,
center of gravity,
ba-da-ba,
can't feel both feet on the ground. It's clear to me, according to the circle, you and me. It's a familiar song we've known so long. It never got so to me,
but I
and the world is made of energy. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Ramin Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are just now getting to the radio obituaries. You know it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before I begin, you know what I gotta do. I gotta remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Vermont musician Gordon Stone. He was a world-renowned banjo and pedal steel guitar player, best known for his early collaborations with the jam legends Phish. He was also the co-founder of the pioneering progressive bluegrass band Pine Island, based out of Burlington in the 1970s. Gordon Stone just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. The post-initial radio obituary is for Talun, the Reunionese musician. His music was based on multiracial origins, including African and South American influences. He was known to record his songs on floppy disk so that they would not be overly commercialized. Talun just passed away at 49. He is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
No Deu, c'est plus le corps, ensemble un sentiment, avec le cœur. T'es mon café, doudou, ni un maou l'amour, ou manque à moi, quand ou les loin. T'es mon café, doudou, ni un maou l'amour, ou manque à moi, quand ou les loin. Pompé de moun. Il ou canou bayoun, ou gagne un bout, bon bon l'amour, bon paix de moun. Il ou canou bayoun, ou gagne un bout, bon bon l'amour. T'es mon cafrine doudou, ni un ma ou l'amour, ou manque à moi, quand ou les loin. T'es mon cafrine doudou, ni un ma ou l'amour, ou manque à moi. Quand on est loin,
soleil a levé, un baba l'est né, dans un culture, pour faire son avenir. Soleil a levé, un baba l'est né, dans un culture, pour faire son avenir.
T'es mon café, doudou, ni un ma ou l'amour, ou manque à moi, quand on est loin. T'es mon café, doudou. Ni un ma ou l'amour, ou manque à moi, quand on est loin.
Sous bâton pompé, lève grand matin, les nains bon Dieu, il dit la vérité. Sous bâton pompé, lève grand matin, les nains bon Dieu, il dit la vérité.
T'es mon café, doudou, ni un ma ou l'amour, ou manque à moi. Quand on est loin, t'es mon café doudou, ni un ma ou l'amour, ou manque à moi, quand on est loin.
Soleil a levé, baba l'aîné. Dans un qu'il tire pour faire son l'avenir. Soleil a levé, un baba l'aîné. Dans un qu'il tire pour faire son l'avenir. T'es mon cafrine doudou, ni un maou l'amour. Ou manque à moi quand on est loin. T'es mon cafrine doudou, ni un maou l'amour. Où manque à moi quand on est loin. 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 Où manque à moi.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Rosario Blefari, the Argentine singer, songwriter, actress, and poet, widely considered an emblematic figure of Argentine independent music and cinema. She led the lo-fi indie rock group Suarez, and then embarked on a solo career characterized by a more acoustic and melodic sound than her previous work, but still faithful to her DIY ethic. Rosario Blefari just passed away at 54. She is the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yo creía que la vida estaba completa en su justa medida. Yo creía que sabía nombrar lo que quería. Pero cuando apareciste, no alcanzaron las palabras que tenía. Pero cuando apareciste, no alcancé a decir lo que quería. Yo creía que ya todo estaba inventado de algún modo. Ningún espacio vacío, todos repitiendo todo. Pero cuando apareciste, perdí la fe que sostenía. Pero cuando apareciste, mis ojos vieron lo que no veía. Mucho después, intenté volver al lugar que dejé una vez. Quise de nuevo bienvenida ser en el propio paraíso aquel. Sin poder entrar, solo se mira sin poder entrar. No tiene puerta ni hay lugar. Solo se mira sin poder entrar, solo se mira sin poder entrar.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Jarno Sarkula, the Finnish musician and one-time television personality. He first became known with the band Horikone, translated as Steam Engine, where he wrote music and played the bass and woodwinds for the band. He was influenced by jazz, classical, rock, and klezmer music. He gets categorized as world music, but not so much. He was a TV persona on the free cable channel Moon TV, where he started out as the host of a PC game-oriented show. Jarno Sarkula just passed away at 47. He is the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mikroskooppisen pienistä huokosista sisään. Kompleksi muodostajia. Fenoli, polyetyleeni, oksi.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Ronnie and Donnie Gallen, the American conjoined twins who were, according to the 2009 Guinness Book, the oldest living set of conjoined